Episode 157.
We stand for a purpose, and that's what we do every day, is that we can offer everything the car dealer does, but we do it better. And we don't have any red tape here. We work for the customer, our customer. We don't have to talk to a business department or a used car department or a new car department. We can just make it right.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world, Carm Capriato here, and thank you for listening to Remarkable Results Radio. And thanks for hitting the play button or downloading the episode. And welcome to episode 157 with Jason Haladnik. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. For serious technical training and support, online, on site, and on demand, Garage Gurus is everything you need to know. Find out more at fmgarageGurus.com. Hey, as you know, the podcast is heard over subscription services like iTunes and Google Play Music, as well as Spreaker. Now, if you're an Apple person, while you're in iTunes, give me a rating and review. It's always good to get feedback from the tribe. If you're a first-time listener, hey, keep in mind the power of the stories. I call it podcast wisdom. So many great entrepreneurs and industry thought leaders have so generously shared their own personal narrative. So welcome to the podcast. You get over 156 episodes to provide that spark of an idea from the guys and gals from the aftermarket who've been there and done that. The entrepreneur interviews are raw, unfiltered, honest, and wise. So follow every story, every word, to your own success. And thanks for being here. Now meet Canadian service professional Jason Haladnik. Jason really gives it up and brings great insight on an array of topics. Many of you know how much I believe in organizational purpose. Well, Jason hits the mark hard with this. He talks about his culture and purpose and how it's been a strong foundation in his business. There's no time like now to make important changes in your own business and create your own purpose. And listen to how Jason does it. Jason talks car seats, being the dealer alternative, which really drives his purpose, and why you have to dream big, and that you must have a clear set of goals. His preference is to grow technicians instead of hiring them, and he has a technician apprentice mentoring program, and they're all part of this episode. He has a very funny side that didn't come out in the interview. Just search his Facebook page and see a recent post. It's a video on the Sasquatch working in the shop. The Sasquatch, I believe, is the company mascot. Well, to take that Great White North theme even further, he's drinking Tim Hortons coffee during the interview. And by the way, I believe it's an incredibly great cup of coffee. Hey, it's a great interview. Thanks for being here. And it's great right to the last drop. Here we go. A warm welcome to Jason Haladnik from Oxford Tire and Auto in Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. Hey, Jason, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
Absolutely. Good morning to you.
And by the way, I see you drinking Tim Hortons, and for many people around the world, they may not have a clue, but that is some of the best coffee ever invented.
I would agree. It's got to have one every morning. So
I bet you do. So, hey, how long you been at it?
Well, I've been at it over 18 years.
That's a long, long time. Hey, Jason, what's different today in your business that's had the most impact over all those years?
I would say technology, for sure.
Okay.
Whether it's technology with the vehicles, certainly the way we communicate and connect with our customers has been huge. And I remember a day where people were reluctant to give their emails to you.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, all that stuff. And now, I mean, if you don't have an email or a phone number to text, you know, you're not doing business in 2016.
You know, it's really strange how you do a business deal and then they don't ask you for your email, and you say, "Hey, how am I going to stay connected to you? Don't you want my email? Here's a dollar. Take my email," right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. So the whole thing with the connected car, is that something that you're thinking about? How do you see 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, I really see I've always felt the auto industry has always been a little behind with the cars and with connected cars and that. There's so much new technology out there, but they just seem to, I feel, just drag. And every year they put a little bit in the car and a little bit in the car, but they're still a little behind. However, on the technical side of it, for you know our technicians and that, the that has really changed, and that's going at a quicker rate. So one of the biggest things is having the specialized tools and training is absolutely huge to stay relevant.
Have you done any kind of training at all when it comes to telematics, when it comes to updating the vehicle?
Yes. Yeah, we do keep our technicians do. We do some online courses. We do some in-class training as well to keep relevant. So that's something in our process.
What do you appreciate more, the leader-led, the hands-on stuff, or web-based?
For me, I would say probably the hands-on. You know, you just seem to, you're working in it and you're more focused. So I think you retain a little bit more of that information when you leave.
Great. Technology, you said, was the biggest factor in 18 years. What else?
For me, definitely the experience and the growth.
Okay. How did it happen? I mean, can you look back and say, I had these great leaps or I had this compounded growth and here's what I did right, here's what I did wrong?
Well, it's been a journey. The one thing that keeps me going towards the future and realizing that what holds us back is a lot of it has to do with fear. And, you know, whether you're prospecting, for me, it's what are the things I don't like to do? What are the things that are uncomfortable, but I know that are necessary to do for the business? And those are things that I try to, I write down and I go through base by base, go through them all and try to achieve them in days and weeks.
What are they? I mean, can you give me one of your fears? Or just share that with us.
Well, one of the biggest things is for me is prospecting. When I say fear, it's we're so busy, we're so wrapped up day to day, just trying to get through the day and making sure everything goes smooth. You know, do we order parts? Do we get things diagnosed right? Are we on time? But going after that new clientele, and actually getting out of the office and driving to a new business and introducing yourself and doing it in a way where you're not a pushy salesman, but actually getting out there, handing out a package and saying, hey, we. This is what we do.
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, being prepared, doing the research. So it's not just going and throwing out your cards or your package to all types of businesses. It's actually being prepared. And what's amazing is when you walk into a business your first time and, you can spend a couple minutes talking to the owner or the manager and actually knowing a little bit about their business is unbelievable. They actually go back, wow, you actually know what we do or how long we've been in business.
So here's my secret I'm going to offer to you. Be an interviewer just like me, right? Walk in and say, hey, hi, I'm Jason from just down the road. I'm just here to learn about your business. I have a business down the other end. Tell me what you do here. And, you don't even have to sell anything on your first visit. Just become the inquisitor.
Right. I like it.
Be calm-like. Yeah. Be calm-like.
Yeah, there you go.
Any great new processes or systems that has really had a positive effect on the business?
There's so many things that we're doing right now that are exciting. Communication is something that I always go back to. I firmly believe that the problems that arise on a daily basis is lack of communication. Are you looking for specifics of?
Yeah. Yeah. Dive into it.
We write everything down. Our technicians, when they want to communicate to the front staff, everything is documented on a work order or a communication sheet, and it's legible. And it's everything that's needed or anything that is up and coming, it's all documented. So as what we find with that process is when that paperwork comes up front to our advisors, we can translate that information and give right to the customer exactly the way the technician is seeing it.
Is your forward thinking to ever make that paperless someday?
We have tried it, and absolutely at this point, no. Okay. I think it can get missed. I really like that because the technician is taking time out. They're writing. There's just something about writing things down. And then when that comes up front, you know, we're reading as advisors, and then maybe we're inputting that into a work order electronically, but we're gathering that information. Because if you forget to tell a customer, you know, say up and coming items, I mean, if someone comes in for, you know, suspension work, but it needs front brakes and say 5 to 10,000 kilometers, let's say we forget to tell them that next time in for an oil change, oh, by the way, I'm getting this grinding noise, you know, people, you know, they have that perception, well, it was just in your shop, or it was just in, why didn't you mention that to me? So, you know, we really try to slow it down, write it down. And, that way we're the likelihood of us missing something is better out there.
It seems like us human animals remember things better when we write things down. I think that's your point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of my biggest things that I've learned is writing down every morning what needs to happen today, and then picking through that list, taking the biggest thing that will have an impact on my business today is probably the thing I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. So I put that right to the top, and I make sure I get that addressed as soon as possible, and everything else just seems to fall in line. And that's something that I've learned through the years. Kind of gives you a bit of a roadmap of what you need to accomplish on a daily basis.
So you're a to-do list kind of guy.
I am now.
Yeah, so am I. So am I. I get it. And did you ever just take that yellow highlighter and highlight the stuff that, like you say, you don't really want to do, but it's so damn important, you got to get it done?
Yeah, the stuff that is hard and necessary, you have to do.
Yeah.
And what I have found is that when you accomplish that, you know, you make that first phone call or you have that first meeting or whatever it is, after that's over, man, everything else just, I mean, it's
smooth,
you know.
I get it. Know why you install Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust? Every part that goes into a Felpro box is validated and approved by a Felpro engineer. Product testing and validation is an integral part of Felpro's engineering, manufacturing, and field testing, where vehicles undergo tests that log over 1 million miles every year. They also reach out to you, the pro, through technology blogs and their technical forums to listen, learn, and keep in touch with you. It's amazing to think that Felpro produces over 325,000 gaskets per day. That's 325,000 per day in their 1 million square foot facility in Skokie, Illinois. Under the same roof, engineering and manufacturing uphold Felpro quality utilizing 4,500 active production tools with tooling tolerances to 5 microns. Now that's smaller than a human hair. A tight tolerance like that ensures the sealing ability of Felpro gaskets. And their own in-house chem lab develops proprietary formulations like PermaDry Plus to produce 35,000 molded rubber sealing components every day. Plus, with Felpro, you get coverage from 1955 of 96% of all domestics and 93% of all import vehicles. So feel confident that with new engines and new technologies, Felpro will be there with innovative solutions to solve your customers' sealing problems. Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust. Go to felpro-only.com for more information. Jason, what makes your business different than any other shops in the market?
Well, we have a few different things. Our approach to explaining to the consumer what we stand for in our marketing, I believe, is huge. We've always been thought of as a shop that can do everything a car dealer does, but we don't have all the hoopla that a car dealer does.
Go back to that piece you said, explain to the customer our marketing piece. What do you mean there?
We're very on point of what we believe in. Our tagline is, never mind the car dealers, here's Oxford Tire and Auto Center. And we'll be very blunt and focus on the things that we do. It's time and time again I see with car dealers is that they go after the independent shop owner, or they'll put messages out there or commercials stating that, you know, it has to come back to the car dealer, or the other guy just isn't qualified enough and this and that. And the actual reality of it is it's so bogus. I mean, I've seen technicians that have, say, worked at Ford and then have taken a job and started working on Honda. And as soon as they put that you know, that shirt on, it says Honda, now they're a factory trained technician, you know, and it's just not how it works. So yeah, we're very blunt, and we stand for a purpose, and that's what we do every day, is that we can offer everything the car dealer does, but we do it better. And we don't have any red tape here. We work for the customer, our customer. We don't have to talk to a business department or a used car department or a new car department. We can just make it right.
I like that. We have no red tape here.
Nope.
That's powerful.
Well, I mean, at a car dealership level, I mean, you can buy the car from salesmen. But then next thing you know, you don't see the salesman anymore. Now you're dealing with the service department. And the service department can't make a decision because they got to go back to the salesman or the car department. Like, it's just, you know, that's the one downfall, I think. And that's one of the biggest challenges dealerships have, is that they have one customer, but they have, you know, 3 to 4 different departments. And at the end of the day, the customer gets lost in that mix. You know,
it's a bureaucracy. It almost runs like a government, huh?
Yeah, yes, it does. And it was one thing that, that you know, what we have here is we don't have any of that. We are able to make things right then and there.
What
and,
else makes you different?
We do child seats. We inspect
child seats.
Yeah, yeah. Really proud of that. It's something that's still a work in progress, but we sell and install child seats. Is a really cool concept, and we're having success with that.
What got you into that?
Well, I can tell you, I have 4 wonderful children, and my oldest is 11, so it'd be about 11 years ago. I was a new dad, and I go to put the child seat in the car, and really didn't have a clue what I was doing. And
you didn't want to read any of the instructions, I know, right?
Well, the thing is, with the instructions of the child seat versus the instructions that come with the car manual, they were very confusing. So, yes. Yeah, so even driving to the hospital, in the back of my mind, is this thing in right? And, you know, becoming a new parent, you start looking at things a lot differently. So I thought, hey, wouldn't this be cool if we were able to offer this as a service? So if, you know, someone was putting the car seat in, they could come and have it inspected by a trained professional and make the adjustments to may need be necessary. And then I got thinking, well, that would be awesome because, you know, let's say you don't need service. Let's say you don't have a breakdown. Let's say you don't need tires. What else could attract a new customer to Oxford Tire and Auto Center? Well, grandparents. Maybe they just became grandparents, or they just became mom and dad, and they come in for nothing that has to do with automotive service, but they get to experience what we're about, and they can experience our platform and realize, hey, you guys do this. Oh, you do the tires, you do service. And we've had some success with that.
Here in the U.S., we have an awful lot of laws around baby seats. Same thing in Canada?
Yes.
Okay. I would imagine they're probably the same, probably identical. And now you're the third entrepreneur that I've interviewed that's doing baby seats. Now, are you sharing this with anybody? You obviously took a course. Where's this going?
Well, we took a 3-day course. St. John's Ambulance certified us, and then I get certified on a yearly basis. We have a company that comes in and trains us.
Okay.
And there is a lot of laws around it, but I got to tell you, with what we do daily, I mean, you think about safety. I mean, our technicians are doing brake lines, tires, ball joints, seat belts, airbags. So as far as there was a little bit of pushback, I think in this industry, well, we don't want to touch that because of all the laws. But, you know, it's once you're trained on it, it's just like anything else. You become a top professional in it, and people get recommended.
How are you promoting it?
Well, we were promoting it on our website, and we actually bought some products. So we were retailing car seats. So you would come into our shop and you know, it was really cool because I had a display of car seats and baby accessories, and someone would walk in and they'd see that and they'd go, you know, they would stop and go, what's this?
Yeah. Am I in Toys R Us or am I at Oxford Tire? Right.
But, you know, it's interesting with something new. I had a hard time trying to find a supplier because when I would reach out to certain manufacturers or suppliers of baby seats, they just didn't take me seriously.
Sure.
And
sure.
They kept shutting the door. I was able to find one supplier out of Montreal, and they did take me serious. We do have some bottlenecks, you know, because we're a small store. you know, for retailing, we only have, you know, a small amount of seats, whereas you can go to Toys R Us or Walmart or, and you can look at, you know, 20 different seats kind of thing too. So there's,
I find it fascinating in wanting to work with the fire departments and the chambers of commerces and the police departments and say, hey, you know, we know how to do this. So if you, if anyone walks into your place, your community service place, and says, hey, we're going to get this car seat installed, are you the first thing that they recommend? First company?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have been recommended by all those organizations. And what's cool about it, too, is we're hooked up with the Welcome Wagon. So when there's a new baby coming into the community, the Welcome Wagon visits them, and our little package is in the basket there.
Tell me about the culture inside of Oxford Tire.
We have an open door policy. We tell it like it is, and everyone feels safe and comfortable. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to do something wrong because it happens. I mean, the likelihood of, you know, something getting scratched or something getting broken is 100% more because you decided to work on that vehicle, right? So our culture is, again, open door. And when people feel safe, they become themselves and they allow themselves to be who they really are. And when you become and you're comfortable of who you are, then that's when the doors open and you can actually do meaningful work and feel comfortable recommending things or feeling comfortable communicating things. We have a culture where, you know, one of our guys will come up with a different process, or why don't we try this, or why don't we try that? And that really helps us out on a daily basis.
Brake jobs are a staple component of all successful shops, and getting the brake job right helps build a quality reputation for any shop. When the best is called for and stopping distance, rotor wear, and pad life are important to every shop and its customers, Wagner OEX brake pads are your only choice. Based on benchmark testing conducted by Link Engineering Company, Wagner OEX pads can stop a pickup, SUV, or CUV up to 50 feet sooner. Based on internal testing comparing new Wagner OEX to other Wagner offerings, the unique design of Wagner OEX increases pad life up to 2 times longer. The customized shape and slot design of each of the more than 114 SKUs creates a turbulent airflow that allows for cooler operation and improved stopping power for the vehicle on which it was designed. Wagner OEX cover 95% of the U.S. market of pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Wagner has the science behind stopping perfected. They conduct 13,000 critical tests each year, and as of today, have 258 issued patents with 68 patents pending. Wagner has earned their stripes. Now they want to earn yours. Install Wagner OEX, the customized brake pad that can stop your customer's truck up to 50 feet sooner. So it's a real, real team. You're working together.
It really is. And it's a team with purpose. You know, we communicate, you know, how we're doing and where we want to go. And, you know, it's not just the fluff. You know, everyone will claim that they have a team. You know, I have these guys, they'll start at, you know, 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, I've had them stay till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. It's crazy. But we do that because maybe we get a volume of work, or there's, you know, been certain things that we have to get back. So when I have a team that is able to do that, that's amazing, because I don't know too many places that have teams that can accomplish that kind of stuff.
Have you ever noticed a hire that you made that never fit in with your culture?
Absolutely.
What do you do about it?
Well, what I've done about it in the past is probably let it go on too long. And as I learn more, I realize that when it's someone's a person that's a bad fit, you need to address it right away. It brings everybody down.
And the old dynamics that, you know, I've learned over the years, you make a mistake in hiring and your entire culture changes unless you change that person.
Absolutely. And see, that's another thing with you know, admitting that you've done something wrong, or, you know, the fear of failure. I mean, I've done it where I've hired someone in, and it's just, it's just not a good fit. And so you think, well, we'll just keep working. We'll keep working. And it's no good. And then at the end of it, they leave or you let them go. And then you realize the next couple of days, it's just like a cloud has just been lifted off and everyone's communicating again. And things seem to be a lot easier than what they were, you know?
Excellent. Thank you for that. Grow your own techs or hire an A-tech?
Grow your own. 100%. We have, I believe in the future, Oxford Tire and Auto Center believes in the young people of today. And we have two apprentices right now that we got right out of co-op, right out of high school.
Wow. Two apprentices. Do you have mentors assigned inside the business?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Do you have a formal program that they're going through?
Well, yes, it is formal. When we have a young person come in that's brand new to the business, they'll get paired with one of our licensed technicians, and then they just work with them, at least for a year, just to understand what goes on, what the expectation is. We've got two guys that have been with us. Our oldest apprentice now, he's into his second year. But he's been with us about 4 or 5 years, and it's taken him – he's a hard worker, but it's taken him those, 3 years or so to really be able to step up and to get into the – to send him to school to do the apprenticeship. But, rather than bringing someone else in, which we have done in the past, and sometimes it works and sometimes it – but it doesn't stick. Like someone will come in, maybe spend a year or so, and then they're moving on. Whereas if you can bring someone in right from the get-go and they become part of that culture, they'll hopefully stay for the long run.
Jason, if you could go back in time and do one thing over, what would it be?
How long do we have?
whatever you need.
Oh boy, that's a tough one, Carm. There's a lot that maybe I've hung on to. I think if we look at some of my price points, I don't know if that's, but some of my price points for some of the service we offered, I initiated some price increases, and I was pretty stubborn to keep them. Because you have to give things a chance to see if you can do this. And I think it was clear that it was hurting more so than it was doing good. And maybe I held on a little too long. I think it took me a long time to admit that. So I think if I had to do it again, you want to give it a certain amount of time, but just be able to say, hey, guess what? This isn't working. Let's go back to here. That would be one thing. Some of the... again, some of holding on to some staff. We have very little turnover here, but there's been some staffing issues in the past where I should have made a move probably quicker.
Got it. I understand. Good answers. Hey, have you ever had a business mentor yourself?
Yes. When I first got into this business, I started as a service advisor, and he was the service manager. And he was a mentor to me, maybe not so much of a business mentor, but just because I came into this business as green as the grass. I really didn't understand, the concept of how a shop worked. And he was very patient with me. And he was very genuine with his customers. He was very open and honest. Like, he wasn't fluff. He had a way of communicating to customers and saying, you need this, and I'm not going to give you a whole story of why. It was very blunt, but people respected that. And I really learned from that. It's like, you need to really tell it like it is, and don't beat around the bush. Say, you really need these brakes and you need them now, and this is what it's going to cost, kind of thing. Right. So, as I got into our own business, there's been people through the, through the years that have helped me, that I've been able to sit down with. I do a lot of reading and I listen to a lot of audiobooks. So there's a lot of professionals out there that I look as mentors too. I mean, I don't know them on a personal level, but boy, they give you a lot of ideas and just a lot of things to help you move to the future.
So you're an intuitive guy, head screwed on, right? What's the shop of the future going to look like?
Well, the shop of the future is going to be high tech. I really feel there's going to be a time where people don't have time. And I think as independent shop owners, even if you're part of a larger group, you really need to be a lot more convenient to customers. And I believe pickup and delivery of vehicles is going to be a huge, huge thing. We do that now. But if someone can communicate, you have to, you know, texting, and then you can go to their place of work or go to their house, pick up their vehicle, get the service done, and communicating all the way through that and deliver it back at the end of the day, I think is going to be the winner. I really do.
You'd call that concierge service, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And communication. I mean, how cool it would be if I go in the morning to your house, pick up your vehicle, bring it back in, shoot you a text message and say, hey, car, my vehicle just rolled into our bay. Our technician's looking at it right now. Should have an answer within half hour. Then, you know, half hour, 45 minutes later, you get a text from me saying, hey, this is what we got. I've sent you a few pictures. This is what it's going to be. You know, your brakes need to be changed. This is the price. This is, you know, and then get your authorization and really keeping you involved.
Yeah, but that's here now.
But is it?
Let's put it this way. We're in the golden age of that right. level right now. I think it's yeah. I think it's starting up right now.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, there's a lot of things out there that are there. But for the shop of the future, and I think of the independent shops, how many independent shops are actually doing this type of technology and actually doing it in their culture, not just saying, hey, we do this. I mean, actually a process. From my mind anyway, I would think very, very little.
Looking back, what are you the proudest of?
Is our staff, our business model. I love what we stand for. We connect to it with our clientele in a really passionate way. I'm proud that I took a chance. I really am. It's been a lot of hard work. You know, we're into our eighth year of business. And seven and a half years. And that's what I'm most proud of, that you're jumping into the unknown and you really believe in yourself and the people that have come along on this journey. And everybody's given 110%. So when I look around and I see the staff, and I'm proud of them, and I'm proud of that we took a chance.
Good for you. Well, Jason Hladnik from Oxford Tire and Auto in Woodstock, Ontario, not too far from where I live, in fact. We could probably have some of that Tim Hortons coffee somewhere in the middle. Give us some great words to live by.
You have to have goals. You have to understand every morning when you get up what you're doing that day, and you have to be able to dream. You really do. And every day you're hit with, you can be hit with challenges. Well, you will be hit challenges, problems, negativity. What you need to do is put that aside and dream. And what is it that you want? It's amazing to me. I would say, a lot of people I talk to, they don't really even know what they want at the end of this or why they did this. They want to be their own boss, or they wanted to, you know, but how many people have clear set goals? And that's one thing that I've learned is if you realize why you're doing what you're doing, it gives you so much more purpose. And when you have purpose, man, and you hit that goal, it's going to make it all worth it. All those hours and hard work will be satisfied.
Hey, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Right on, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys and gals, thank you so much for listening. Now, find additional show notes on Jason Hladnik on the show's episodes page. Simply go to remarkableresults.biz/E157. Interested in being on the Insider Tribe? Well, join the newsletter at remarkableresults.biz/insider. And if you want to listen to previous shows, catch them on your subscription service or on the episodes page on remarkableresults.biz. Do you know who my next guest should be? Well, maybe it's you. Or up here. Think about it and let me know to remarkableresults.biz/contact. There's all kinds of great ways to hook up with the show, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal and a purpose, and I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.